The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, Jake, what's been the feedback on the beard? Now that people can actually see me, have they changed their mind?
No, we've got much beard support on the text line.
Again?
So, yeah.
Some of them. I just want to hear great things being said about me. I don't care if it's true or not. Make them up.
Yeah, Dylan Bennett says to keep the beard. I think a lot of the people that were pro beard had recommented, so I'm trying to find through them. There, Steve drops the ball in Omaha. Says, keep the beard, Adam. It adds character to character. Well, so there you go.
I like it. All right. We do have some breaking news. Kind of a big deal, I think. I think this guy's going to be someone that Nebraska really, really wanted. When you hear about wide receivers, he's the main guy they were targeting. And when you think about bringing in Kwazi Gilmore, along with Ja'Cory Barney, Isaiah Hunter, other guys in that room. Jahneiran Bonner, I mean, he's going to be healthy. He hasn't hit the portal or anything, has he?
No.
They loved him last year. When a wide receiver has the nickname of Wood, you got to love that. I assume it means because he brings the wood. And I know they talked about how physical he was, how great of a blocker he was as well. All right, but we'll get to that in just a second. First of all, did you know the Paul Feinbaum? You're going to play this clip. You know what he said after the game? He said this would have never happened had they just let 12 SEC teams in the playoff. Paul Feinbaum, probably. Did you hear that? He probably said that.
Yeah, he probably said that.
Right, it's a former Husker and NFL player. I'm a bit of a health nut. Hydration recovery, they do start at home. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why you should team up with Culligan of Lincoln. Soft water means better showers, cleaner dishes, and it protects your water heater and appliances. Their high-efficiency softener cuts salt and water usage. For drinking, make sure you add a Culligan Reverse Osmosis. Bottled water quality right at your tap, ladies and gentlemen. All right, great taste, and it's certified to reduce tough contaminants like lead and PFAS. Right now, get up to $300 off a whole home system or $9.95 a month for your first 3 months. Schedule your free water test to CulliganHuskers.com. Again, that's CulliganHuskers.com. Culligan of Lincoln, water you love, go Big Red. Also, shout out to Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn more about their residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. That's Hamilton, T-E-L, HamiltonTel.com. All right, Nebraska basketball is going to play Indiana. We got to play the muy importante Paul Feinbaum clip because it's so redonkulous. I just can't let the SEC thing go for about 90 more seconds. And then Nebraska gets a major portal addition. Let's start first with our good old buddy, Paul Feinbaum.
The last question that I have for you, and it's really just to have it on record. Who's going to win the national championship, and is it going to be an SEC team?
It is. And by the way, if it's not, I'm leaving the country because I am so sick and tired of being harassed by Big Ten fans on our show. The Big Ten has literally done nothing. They won two national championships. Michigan won one 2 years ago. They won 1.5 national championships, I think, and before that, in 70 years, and they act like they invented football. Alabama has won about 15 national championships in my lifetime. Now, I realize that's not a good comparison to a realistic lifespan, but I believe Texas is going to win. I didn't mean to avoid your question. It's going to end all this, and on January 20th, I'll be the happiest man in America because I won't have to listen to the big tenors, or as my callers call them, the little tenors.
And we don't spend all day on this. So we'll start with the 1.5 national championships. Ohio State's won three since 2002. Michigan won one. If you go into the 90s, Nebraska and Michigan, both now current Big Ten teams, shared the title, even though we would have beaten them. Nebraska won the title in 94. And then who was the other undefeated team? Penn State, another current Big Ten. Actually, that was their first year in the Big Ten, if you remember that. I mean, that's just off the top of my head without doing any research whatsoever. But do you think he's moving to Cuba, Guatemala, Canada? Is he like hockey, soccer? What do you think he likes? Because he clearly doesn't know much about football. What do you think here?
I don't know where he's moving, but yeah, I mean, you're going to have to start taking that down. This isn't about the past, old man. Look at the last few years. This is about your lifetime. The little 10 is here.
Also, 15 national titles. Okay, sure. I know it was a lot, but Saban won six. Seven total, one with LSU, but six. So that's pretty impressive. It's ridiculously impressive, but it's not 15. Like, I don't, you know, it's kind of like not what you say, it's how you say it, you know. Oh, let's dwindle like five or six down to 1.5, and let's exaggerate, you know. And they did win a lot. But maybe if you say 16 for the SEC over the past 20 years, but not Alabama. Anyways, I digress. Okay. Portal news. Should we do some portal-ating here, Jake?
Yes.
You like the portal-ate, do you?
I do.
I don't know what it means, but it sounds fun. All right.
I'm looking it up now.
All right, Kwazi Gilmore, UCLA wide receiver, 6'2", 190 pounds, got 2 years of eligibility left, 4-star coming out of high school, one of the top 40 wide receivers in the country, played in all 12 games as a freshman with 7 starts. All right, and this past year, started a majority of the games, but he led UCLA in receptions, receiving yards. He had several 20-plus catches, and he's a potential big play type guy. He had over, let me see, as a true freshman, he actually averaged 11.1 yards per reception, and he kind of had a breakout game, 10 catches, 73 yards versus USC to end their season last year. So this is the dude that's going to be right in the mix with Nisaiah, with Ja'Cory. Now you've got Kwazi. Now you've got other guys in there as well. I mean, I mentioned Janeer and Bonner. There's a lot of young wide receivers. I'd love to see some of them pop up and surprise people. What do we see from Cortez Mills next year? There's other guys as well. Quinn Clark, Keelan Smith. None of those guys have hit the portal, right? I don't think they have, unless I missed it. Okay. So these are a lot of guys that can potentially make plays for Nebraska. What's your quick thoughts here? Big time update for Nebraska football. Because I hadn't really heard of another wide receiver they were really targeting as much as him. Had you?
No, I haven't. Yeah. So this seems to be their top target. By the way, portal-ate is that means porta potty.
Is that an actual word?
Portable toilet. Yes. I did Google it and looked it up. That is so maybe don't use that. I'm not sure. Use it properly.
So okay. So full disclosure, I did a show called the Big Ten Show a couple years ago. Okay. I had a co-host on that show. Out of nowhere, during portal season, he goes, Adam, I'm going to do some portal-ating. And I hadn't used it in 2 years. It came to my mind out of nowhere. I didn't know it was a real word. I thought we were just having fun making up words, you know, kind of like Paul Feinbaum does. Don't let facts get in the way of a good story. I didn't know it was a real thing. So it means what again?
It's a porta-potty. I think porta-potty is short for portal-ate.
Have you portal-ated lately, Jake? Now that we know what it means?
I don't think I've had too many portable toilets. Okay.
That took a weird turn. Unintended. All right. We got another clip actually from Herb Street. We got any final thoughts on the transfer portal, the addition of Gilmore, or anything else before we move on?
It's a good addition for Nebraska. Like you said, that was the kind of their primary target there at wide receiver. Just interesting to note, of course, in his 2 years at UCLA, he's from Los Angeles. Has scored a touchdown in Memorial Stadium, unfortunately, for the Bruins. That was part of their victory a couple years ago. So didn't score this last year against Nebraska, but a couple years ago in 2024, you remember that was the game afterwards. Nebraska made a move at offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. He put them up 27-7 with the last touchdown against Nebraska at that time.
So are we saying he's an experienced receiver? Is that he is experienced? I'm trying to go with the in. Yeah, it's not working. In Memorial Stadium experience, it doesn't work. All right, Kirk Herbstreit. I thought this was interesting because at the end of the day, football is still the ultimate team sport. Baseball, softball, it's one of the most individualistic team sports you can have because it's the hitter and the pitcher. It's the ground ball and the shortstop. It's very individualistic, even though it's a team sport. Basketball is a team sport, but one player can take over a game of basketball much easier than just about any other sport I can think of realistically. Football is the ultimate team sport, and I think sometimes that gets forgotten because you can have a great running back, but if he's got nowhere to go, he's not going to run anywhere. You can have a great quarterback, but if he's staring up at the sky, he's not going to do great. You can have individual pieces, but if they don't come together as a unit, you got 11 guys on the field that have to be on the same page. That's way more than five. That's way more than a lot of other sports. Volleyball is six. Like, it is the ultimate team sport. And there's so much violence and physicality. You're really relying on each other, not just for success, but also kind of for each other's safety a little bit as well, especially if you're like a quarterback or something like that. So when I heard this from Kirk Herbstreit, I thought it was great because I think of Georgia, where Kirby Smart still believes in this type of stuff. I think of Indiana, where they have built their freaking program on this type of stuff so incredibly quickly. Go ahead and roll it.
Well, let's go ahead and use that as a tease. Unfortunately, I saved it, but it's not in front of me, so I'm going to have to go grab it. But probably a good time for a tease, maybe. Or I could go grab it if you can.
Well, that's okay. We need to go to a break anyways. When we come back, we'll listen to Florida State's favorite ESPN announcer, Kirk Herbstreit, and NFL playoff picks, and a quick look ahead to Nebraska basketball versus the Who's Your Daddies. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.